This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Employment generation in the country has witnessed remarkable growth of 36% during the last 10 years. According to the Labour and Employment Ministry, over 17 crore additional jobs were created from 2014 to 2024. The ministry said around 4 crore 60 lakh jobs have been generated in the country in the last 1 year. The minister said the employment growth rate of 36% achieved between 2014 to 2024 is far better than the growth of 7% registered from 2004 to 2014. The national sports awards have been announced today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sportsperson will be given Arjuna Award, while veteran athlete Sucha Singh and veteran paraswimmer Murli Khan Petkar will be honoured with Lifetime Arjuna Awards. Parashooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Muralidharan and football coach Armando Agnello Calacco will be presented with the Dronacharya Award. The awardees will receive the award from President Draupadi Murmu at a function in Rashtrapati Bhavan on the 17th of this month. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has announced the constitution of a working group to revise the base year for the Wholesale Price Index WPI from the existing 2011-12 to 2022-23. The 18-member working group chaired by Professor Ramesh Chand, member Niti Aayog, comprises representatives from various government departments, economic advisory bodies and non-official experts. The Ministry of Home Affairs has amended the Model Prison Manual 2016 and Model Prisons and Correctional Services Act 2023 in compliance with a Supreme Court verdict. The step has been taken to address the issue of caste-based discrimination of the inmates. In October last year, the Supreme Court had directed the union government and states to revise their prison manuals and rules to address caste-based discrimination in prisons. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called upon Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO to explore the possibility of including startups in its research and development efforts. Addressing the 67th Foundation Day of the organisation in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said, "It will promote valuable exchange of ideas and provide an opportunity for the Indian defence sector to come out with innovative technologies." Union Home Minister Amit Shah today released a book titled Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh, Through the Ages in New Delhi in the presence of Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. The book covers over 3,000 years of the region's history. Published in Hindi and English, this book is the result of collaborative efforts of the National Book Trust and the Indian Council of Historical Research. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi tomorrow. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over the keys of eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. In the US, at least 11 people were injured in a mass shooting outside a nightclub in New York on Wednesday night. The shooting reportedly took place around 11:20 p.m. local time near the Amazura nightclub in Jamaica. The incident is the latest in a disturbing series of three attacks in the US in the last 24 hours. Details of the incident are still awaited. In Japan, a cyber attack caused website failure and service disruptions following a series of similar incidents at major firms in the country recently. Japan's largest mobile carrier, NTT Docomo, informed that a system glitch started this morning, making it difficult to connect to services due to a disturbed denial of service attack. The company said it has been working to counteract the cyber attack and determine its source. In Hockey India League 2024-25, the Surma Hockey Club will face UP Rudras today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match is set to begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. And in the Indian Super League football, Mohan Bagan Super Giant will face Hyderabad FC at the Salt Lake Stadium, Kolkata this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered Sri Mannathu Padmanabhan on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded him as a true visionary who made relentless efforts to uplift society, empower women and remove human suffering. And with that, we end this news bulletin.